This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Ooh, that's much better.
18?
No.
What? 18 isn't enough to get out? Fuck!
The polished walls of this pit, worn smooth by acid, defy you, but just narrowly.
So he has a standard action left, is that what you're saying?
He just used his...
He double moved, right?
Yeah, essentially double moved.
Well, fuck.
There's nothing
I can do to get out of there. Guys, I'm dead. I will die on my next turn.
We won't even know, either.
You'll have no idea.
We'll just come down and be like, what smells?
I'll know. In my heart.
All I'm doing out of that pit is I'm yelling up, my name was Amos! AOFEL!
Alright, so what's going on now, evil person?
Jim, dark magic.
Okay.
You hear the distant call of your friend down below.
Hey guys, I think Al's hurt.
He sounds hurt.
Alright. I want to,
Oh man.
My eyes.
I want to drop more fire on those four
guys. The goblins do nothing!
We have to burn down that group. No question.
So I'm gonna drop a scorching burst on those four guys.
Okay.
No. Yes. No. Those two fucking ones.
Jesus.
Only one of them got hit.
All right.
And he got hit for. Really damage, great. 13.
You blew him up.
Oh, thank God.
Bits of shrapnel fly everywhere. What else would you like to do?
Is it a minor action to open that
armor?
Yep.
I want to pop that thing open and see if I see the coat in there.
All right. You pop it open and trigger a trap.
Oh, Jim.
Remember
dark
when I said you had a mage hand now?
Dark magic.
God,
son of a...
Coming down from the sides of the... or sort of from grooves in the wood are these slashing blades.
No!
They come out across your feet and across the sides.
No!
attack against your reflex. 22.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
You're cut in half.
you take 14 points of damage.
Oh my God!
Hey, listen, at least you're not in the acid pit.
Yeah,
see, that hurts. It sucks that it did that to you.
Inside,
I'm not minimizing what it just did to you, but just be glad you're at least not in acid.
Inside the
all day
with four hit points.
Ah, you see a lot of articles of clothing and one particular chain mail coat.
Okay.
It seems to be an astonishing craftsmanship.
There's a trap on the coat. You put it on. Bugs.
I'm not touching the coat.
There's a trap on the
coat. It's made out of wool. It's really itchy.
My turn is complete.
All right. We're back at the top.
You've done enough.
Binwin Bronzebottom.
Binwin, please. Please, go to work.
Gurgling cries of your
my gosh.
Friend.
I wish I had an action point, but I don't.
And the high-pitched, girlish screams of Jim Darkmesh.
We're the heroes. This isn't supposed to happen to us.
Yeah, seriously. He set out to kill us.
Son of a gun.
Listen, whoever criticized you on EM World, he said, Burke is taking it easy on him. That guy was a dick, and he was wrong.
I'm gonna
he doesn't know what he was talking about.
I'm going to strike him brashly.
All right.
Awesome. Ooh.
So that's 19 plus 9, so...
So I'm going to throw a D10. Let's see.
Does that confer automatic out of acid on one ally?
One ally.
I'm sorry?
Doesn't that confer automatic out of acid
it
on one
certainly,
ally within
certainly
1,000 squares?
Does. Yes, it does. This is going to do a lot of damage, guys. Get ready. Plus 11.
Yes, nice.
Plus 11.
19
points.
19 is a lot of damage. Oops.
All right. He is two blade.
He's what?
He's also bloody.
He's two. He was another. It's another level.
He was bloody before.
A bloody.
No, I crushed him super hard with my.
Oh, that was right. You're right. My bad. You killed him.
Yeah.
He's dead meat.
Yeah.
Thank the lords.
We're finally starting.
Yeah, what else you got?
All right. Another dwarf goes down under the axe or the... Yeah, the axe of the bronze bottom.
It's Vanguard Crag Hammer, but that's a
hammer.
Did you change your name to Vanguard Crag Hammer?
No, that's what I hold.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
that is a great name.
Vanguard Crag Hammer.
All right. Who's up next, Chris?
Okay. That was Vinwin, Rockstar. You're still grabbed. You are still grabbed.
The Vanguard Crag
Hammer. Still can't
break the grab?
Oh, yeah. I'm still grabbed.
Gotta break the grab. Ooh. No, you don't break that crap.
Oh, sorry, no, grab. The bad guys go.
They do?
Yeah.
What about Omen Grog? He's a cool guy.
Fucking Urn. Fucking Acid Trap. Fucking Chris. And fucking Dungeons & Dragons.
No, you know what it is? We knew that was a teleportation circle. But Binwin ran and kicked in this guy's door.
Oh, no, there's a lot of problems, and they're all Binwin related.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Hey, no, hold on. So dudes who start
sure
their turn
the gold that's yeah.
in my
yeah.
zone?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Actually, gold is important.
Yeah, still not seeing that gold, Binwin.
You found it. They all take four.
Armor I can't wear.
He blows apart.
Okay.
That's the...
You told me there was gold up here.
That's He's the art. Blooded. That's what I meant. Okay. The artifact. The money. The money. You can sell it.
This guy who's grabbed you just pounded on you and did 14 points of damage.
14 points of pounding damage.
That's mine.
Vinny moves up. Does the same thing. 20 misses you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, man. Oh, wait. You've got a guy in your grill, too. He tries
Am I crazy?
I'm bloody.
He tried to slide as he hit himself in the foot, and now he's hopping around comically.
Ow!
Boink, 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 boink.
At least they didn't throw hammers at you while you were in the acid.
Yeah, that was very nice of them.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be like that?
With your solid wall. We need to get out there and get AFL.
Don't waste your time. I'm dead. I am. Listen, I am pining for the fjords. You can't
is
save
that a thing
me.
That people
I don't
do,
know what that means.
You cannot save me. Save yourselves.
Why? Why can't you get to the
go
the
for
it? Like, I can't get
tell
to this
everybody.
Guy.
Tell everyone that I died doing rage. Something awesome.
You really are dead.
Will, what happens if you? I have some news for you.
I roll back.
If you die during the adventures, you're fired from the podcast.
So no, Revenant. He just wants someone to play a Revenant card.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
do you how do you feel about the Raven Queen?
She's looking better.
He's in her office.
You can see her right now. You look hard.
Right, I sidle back.
Okay.
And
you activate the bearskin rug trap. Just kidding.
But it wasn't just you that went, are you fucking kidding? It was all four of us.
I just assumed he wasn't kidding. Are you talking about, how does a 20 reflex?
That's,
does that fix
dude,
the wagon?
Do you know what this is? It's the fucking Tomb of Horrors. He just activated the trap after we had gone all the way through the thing.
On your plate.
It used to be a mausoleum. It's the Tomb of Horrors. You... bastard!
It seems bad. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not bad.
Like a bad tomb.
Yeah. Hey,
the Tomb of Horrors is a legendary AD&D module where you went into this tomb and it was so full of traps that hardly anybody survived it.
Oh, I remember
that.
If
you went through Tomb of Horrors, it was for like one of the earliest Gen Cons or Origins or something. And if you went through it and survived, it was a big fucking deal. And that is totally what this is.
Is that what you've done here?
You Tomb of Horrors recreating horror tumor!
11.
Ooh, horror tumor.
11 points?
So did they wake up at the end and it was all on the
loose? Yeah, they did. We cut away to Peter Falk and Fred Savage, and Fred Savage goes, AOFL can't die in the acid, and Peter Falk goes, as you wish. And AOFL's out and he's back!
And I confer a +2 to Jim for an extra strike on that target.
All right. AFL, it is the start of your turn, and at the start of your turn, you take some acid damage.
Is it more than 4? Because that's how many hit points I have.
In fact, it is 12.
I'm dead.
Not yet. But
you're dying.
You are in the acid pit, dying.
Hey, guys, I'm dying in the acid pit.
Oh my god.
He turns into a what?
At the end of your turn, you get to make a death save.
That was him choking on acid.
No, that didn't sound like that.
What is that?
That's a fail.
Two.
That's one strike.
Like doesn't really make any sense.
Jim, you hear this horrid sound from down below.
I think he turned into a Wookiee, guys.
No, he turned into a Wookiee.
That's not canonical.
That's the sound of drowning in acid.
You do remember that time back, you know, under Storm Tower where Aelfel saved all three of your lives? Remember that time?
I would love to help Aelfel. But, you know, we can't do everything we want to do all the time.
I do recall us calling him back through the
portation. How's that coat fit, by the way?
It does not fit at all.
Up here.
I bet you it has acid resistance.
Right. So are you going to get the coat?
No, I'm not putting my hand in that thing again.
Because of the knives?
Because of the knives, yes.
Dude, the DM said I bet that coat has acid resistance. Fucking throw it to me. I don't care how you do it.
But you're dead.
I'm trying my best not to die.
What are you going
to
do? Hope it lands on you?
Yeah. Well, like you're unconscious.
It won't get chewed up. Get
maybe
the coat.
I can stand on it.
As a minor action.
There is a bonus this month. 2 gold pieces.
As a minor action, I grab the coat.
Success.
Okay.
Oh, take 40 necrotic damage.
Do you have any ways to teleport?
No.
Or shift?
I can expeditious retreat.
Expeditiously retreat?
Whatever.
I mean, that might be an interesting way to solve some of these problems. If you shifted all the way out here and then threw the armor down into the acid.
This is right over him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you expeditiously retreat right over him.
Shift up to twice your speed?
Right.
You can shift up to twice your speed?
I can shift 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 6, 7, 8,
You can't shift through the enemy squares?
You
can't. You can't shift through the enemy square?
You cannot shift through enemy
squares. Okay, you can't. We have to kill that guy.
Wall.
Right away. And then we'll throw that down and it'll still help.
All right, well then I'm going to start with...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Just go in a circle.
It'll
freak him out.
You got to get this guy out of the way before you
go in a circle and go...
And you have a +2 to hit that guy, for what it's worth.
He's not getting any deader.
Okay.
Well, you can get deader.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's bloodied.
That guy in the doorway is bloodied?
He is.
Just finish him.
Okay.
With your magic missile. Oh, wait.
You tried and messed up, I'll make him my character.
You called me jackass earlier.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where that was coming from.
What's the origin space of this effect? So...
hurt.
I'm going to hit that guy with a scorching burst, I guess. Okay. How hurt are you?
Hurt. You don't want to include me just for +1.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there. I also might get a +2 if I hit both of you. I'm just...
No!
Okay, fine, I won't. I center it on him.
So, +2, right?
Hey! So that's 16 versus... reflex.
Hit.
Oh, thank God!
Yes.
Oh, that's right, these guys, they weren't minions, but they were definitely not the cream of the crop.
9 damage.
Good. He stands still.
He quavereth.
He quivereth.
He quivereth.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks for asking your possessor spirit dude who knew where all the traps are to tell us where the traps are.
Wait a minute, I'm not quite done yet here.
That's all right.
Oh, I did.
Oh, good.
What you got?
Hey, everybody, guess what? The gelatinous cube is coming out.
I'm wondering if I can grab...
It will melt in that acid.
Like, if I can use Mage Hand, because Mage Hand's a minor, and I still have a minor left. If I did minor standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can grab the armor with Mage Hand, and... I can only move 5 squares. Range is 5.
You can give it to me.
Is that better than me having it, I guess?
Well, because I want to run out and...
You can throw it over his head and then impede his vision.
What? No.
Giving him
anyway, I'm saying you give it to me. I mean, we're going to throw this guy. I mean, I'm going to go out over the... I'm going to heal him over the ledge.
Okay. As a minor action, my mage hand passes the cloak of armor off to Owen.
Awesome. Done. All right. Owen's got the armor. Vinland Bronzebottom.
Kill.
The black dice is to see if I break free of the grip. And then the red lava dice is going to be a crushing strike against this guy.
Got it.
All right, so that's a 20.
You hit him.
And I don't break free, obviously. A 6.
Probably not.
Versus my athletics, which is a 4, so 10.
No. My guess is no. So dish up your crushing strike.
All right, crushing strike, 1d10 plus 7.
That's a d8.
Oh, sorry. 1d10 plus 7. All right.
11
damage, and I get 4 pieces. Temporary hit points.
All right, there's only one of the automatons left. You did a move, you did a standard. All right. Omen.
Can you back up?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I can shift one.
Shift one back.
Before Omen.
Yep.
Yeah.
This guy will move to here. And he sees Omen has got the coat, so he will turn and wallop Omen. That will be 25. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a solid hit.
He does 10.
Okay.
Millenniums will stay out there for the time being, and it is your turn. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, the
again?
Construct.
Move to here.
Ah, crap.
With the flank.
That hits. Just hits.
For 14.
Son of a gun! So, for another 4 points. Thank God I had those temps, which I no longer have.
All right. Okay.
At my funeral, I want you to make a lot of really pretty doves.
I'm super hurt. I'm not feeling good. I could use a peel.
Feeling word?
Yeah, I got him.
Omen Dran.
Okay. I use a
your
healing word.
Or could use a heal.
On myself.
I'm so soothed. I'm soothed completely.
What?
Ah, oh, it feels good.
What?
Damn, it just feels good.
I didn't even need all that.
It feels good to be a gangster. I threw some extra hit points away.
What?
Wow. I'm past my maximum.
What?
No, don't worry. I have another one. I have the bard training, so I have majestic word, so I can use that. I'm going to devolve my mode into that.
All right.
And there's some love. The target can spend a healing surge and regain additional hit points equal to my charisma modifier, which is 3. I can also slide the target 1 square. Would you like to be out of that?
You can slide me here out of combat.
Yep.
Advantage.
And you also slide him out of his grab.
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome.
Get out! All right, so now I have a standard action left. And I want to go this way.
You will provoke from that dwarf.
Oh, I know.
Okay. 26 is a hit. He does 12 points of damage to you as you run past.
Wow.
Worth it to save AFL.
I don't understand how this is going to save AFL. I mean, I don't want to be the wet blanket.
He's going to heal him from the top.
I think you're right. I think I'm pretty much...
No, he's not. He's going to throw a suit of chainmail into the acid. That's just
make a perception check.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. There's traps.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
It's right freaking here.
Yeah, I'm done with my turn.
All right. Then it is now Elfell's turn. At the start of your turn, you take some damage from the acid to the tune of 11 points.
So now you're negative what?
I'm dead.
You're negative bloodied.
I'm negative 19, and my bloodied is 13.
I've never seen someone die before. Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
I think he's really dead.
It means Will can go home.
I drew a lot of stuff. We drew things. Dungeon Master.
Dungeon Master, please.
What does this mean? What does it mean? Seriously.
What it means is that Aelophel disappears into the acid pool and is eaten away.
So like that, your character is dead forever.
With my last breath, I...
Oh, my God.
So what I guess what you're saying is...
Never speak.
In the month of June, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, Ed McMahon.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
Jeff Goldblum.
No, that was rumored.
He didn't really die.
What? That was a rumor. That's fake.
Okay. No, I'm not a dead guy.
He goes, yes. I'm alive. I'm
and not just... worst of all.
Yes.
AOFL.
And Megatron. You know?
Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Okay.
Holy shit.
No.
We need to step up our game here, people.
Can we collect his bones and some kind
no!
of...
No! Don't, Will! No! We'll just do X's over the eyes of his character portrait. No.
It's simply not done.
Oh, no. Dungeon Master, you son of a bitch.
Hey, we need to... Listen, we have shit to do here, people. It's go time. Game phase.
I throw myself into the acid.
All right, who's doing what?
I have something to say real quick. I just want to take a moment. I know this is combat. No, this is off, out of character. Binwin feels that he can... Look, Binwin... Okay.
So it's actually in character?
No. Let me say it's out of character.
Who's saying this?
Me, Scott Kurtz.
That's our question.
Is saying this. I'm sorry, I got confused the moment. Binwin cannot die. I have built many products around him.
Oh, fuck you.
So we need to make sure.
See,
fuck
you. Just made
you.
We never got around to your shirt.
If only I'd made the AO fucking fell shirt, then it would. Then maybe AO fell wouldn't have died in the pit of fucking acid. Oh, but because there's a fucking Binwin t-shirt fucking empire.
And Dan,
everybody,
comic.
We can't let Binwin can't die, everybody.
It's multimedia. I mean,
I'm just saying. Think about that.
It's a big part of his livelihood.
Yeah, you're taking away a lot. Although a Binwin death shirt might
really?
Make...
How many pages is your character backstory?
Oh.
How many thousands of words is Binwin's backstory? Because if it's not at least 2,800, fuck you!
And how many made-up consonants are in your old?
There's three comic strips full color, and one of them has a rap in it.
Hey, listen, would it be possible to...
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah, so that's 3,000 words.
Would it be possible to play Dungeons & Dragons?
It's not AFL, so we can just flip that over.
Mr. Dark Magic.
Man, I was running out there.
Jim! Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're there with, like, the cloak.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay.
You got that on tape, right? He died. Okay. Just checking.
Really? Really? It wasn't enough? You gotta do more?
I just wanna make sure. This is important.
Fuck you.
What do we think is lower on these guys? Fork or reflex?
I fucking hate you, Scott Kurtz.
Reflex.
Yeah, it seems like those guys over there on the right.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Like, okay. That's a robot, and that other guy, his reflex has not been great.
Alright, I'm gonna...
You can scorch him.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop
easy.
A burst between them.
Okay.
Without hitting Binwin there, unless... How much health did Binwin?
You can do that.
Dateline Dallas, world-famous web cartoonist Scott Kurtz was found choked to death on a stack of Binwin bronze-bottom t-shirts.
Hit on the dwarf. And... 15 on the robot, so no.
That's a miss. You hit
I did hit the dwarf. 10 damage.
You blast him into oblivion.
Okay.
Okay.
I hate you so much.
What is it?
I hate you so much.
Hold it up.
I
don't get to meet your wife tonight, do I? I don't get to meet your wife tonight now.
What did it say?
I am literally paralyzed with rage.
Whose turn is it? Is it Binwin's turn? Okay.
I am paralyzed with rage.
Binwin runs up and hits. No. No. That does
what
not
did it say, Will?
I'm gonna do a
crunching
strike on the robot that's left.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he
will. Translation, please.
That's a critical miss. That was a one.
Oh.
I rolled a one on that strike. I'm sorry.
Karma's a bitch.
Karma is a bitch.
Oh. The bad guys go.
He begins in my wing wong.
I'm sorry.
That's maybe you haven't heard that term.
Oh shit!
He begins in my zone.
Got it.
Taking 8 points. 8 points.
Scott Kurtz just wrote a note.
saying that Aelophel is now exploring the universe with the Traveler. That's harsh.
It's unnecessary.
All right, you bloody that last
we're friends
automaton.
Now. We're friends.
Yeah, it's okay.
These two merry little dwarves
can't
will come over and try to stab Omen through the spleen.
There's no body, it's ashes.
That's why I said, can we get bones or something?
There's they both miss you.
Good.
I don't know if there are.
Tries to grab you by the.
Yeah, I was bitten by a mosquito.
That's only a.
We have 17
versus reflex?
Yeah.
That hits me. 17 versus reflex gets me.
Oh, okay. So he grabs you by the whatever.
Yeah.
And
the balls.
And then smashes you over the head.
Ugh, my balls!
With his hammer for 13.
He hammers my balls?
He does. Oh. All right. Omen.
Come on, Omen.
What?
Those guys are minions. And we have a new opening. So
do you have my player's handbook? Over there? Will, please don't throw it at me.
Yeah, I do.
You can keep it.
So we want to.
You can keep it.
A new opening? What do you mean?
I'm saying we have a new job.
Oh!
Oh my god. You're a son of a bitch.
It's not like you just tripped and like fell down some stairs. You were chased by a gelatinous cube into a pool of acid.
Trying to get the guy that fucking dwarf face over there.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, you gotta get him!
Honestly, I'm with you. It all goes back to
me. I told you to say the command word and come back up. You swore that you had some enmity oath against him and couldn't stop pursuit.
I shift back.
Yes.
It was your zealotness that
healing word.
What I said when we started. I'm with you, Bronze Bottom.
Do you
that's
see,
what I said.
Do
I'm
see,
with you.
Do you want to see pictures of my dogs again? Well, it'll make you feel better.
No, I do not.
Okay, shit.
And then I'm going to Sacred Flame, the one there on the left. That is a 17 reflex.
You blast him off his feet.
Okay.
I
choose to. I choose
Will.
To earn
your action has led to his death. So I mean, whatever. However
temporary
you
hit points.
That.
That's not
your act. What you did directly led to his death.
Done.
Jim Dark Anderson.
Jim Dark Magic.
Jim.
There is one automaton in the room with you.
Yeah. Jim.
And Owen seems to be blasting stuff outside.
All right. Let's see if I can hit him.
In some way, this is a gelatinous cube.
I cannot.
Moment.
Nope.
Okay. You want to move at all? You happy where you are?
I'm perfectly happy.
Bin
I love it here.
Bottom.
Can you move under the bed?
This wire.
Pass that to Jim, please. I'm going to do a crushing strike against him.
Makes sense.
Remember that.
Why are you passing it to me?
16 plus...
A lot.
Nine.
Phil's death, right? At least it gets that, right?
I'll make it beautiful.
And I do 1d10
really
plus fast. 7. All right, awesome. And I gain 4 temporary hit points.
Okay.
All you can see down there sitting on the surface of the acid.
Exactly. I forgot I was grabbed again. No, not a 2.
He smashes you over the head. For 10.
Okay.
Why does he smash over the head? Is it his turn now?
Yeah.
Oh, he takes his damage. Don't forget.
Please. Bring it.
Oh, good. That's high.
5.
Okay. Minion.
This guy takes 5 and still does nothing happens to him?
He took damage, but he's still up.
Oh.
He's not doing too well.
All right.
The minion goes over and thrusts his axe or sword into you.
In my direction?
And that's 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Hold on.
And
now, do you have a pencil?
I got it. Don't worry.
It is Omen's turn.
Are you putting a wreath on it?
AFL never forget. Is that a bad idea? All right.
Dude, I'm totally making purple magnetic AFL ribbons for people to put on their cars.
Oh, no.
What's going on over there?
All right, come on, guys, what's happening?
Here.
Mike's taking the pain away. Hey, shut up. You can wait. Mr. I'm still alive.
This isn't good for People want to hear about what happens to Binwin next.
Okay.
I know how AFL story
I'm going to stay right there. I'm super worried about traps. So I'm going to take my zone and move it with my move action 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And then with my standard, I'm going to devolve it to move and move it another 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Done. Is that it for you?
That is it for me.
Okay. Jim, dark magic.
1 second.
Mike is drawing a picture.
Dude, you know what we should do? That should be the. We should have
what's underneath the tree?
Mike has drawn a picture like a. At a funeral, you'd see a picture of AFL on a stand. It's under a tree.
We should do that.
And there's this urn underneath it.
We should. We should do that as a preview image for this campaign.
Oh no!
All right,
like grassy glade.
Yeah, it's Jim, right?
All right,
I guess
Jim.
Yeah, I can't sit there and look at it.
Jim.
All right, let's see if I can not hit that guy again.
It's the same grassy glade that she painted in her painting.
That she was foretold.
She knew.
Nope.
Oh.
Two.
What is it with you and that two?
Penguin, bronze.
Someone, I'm definitely giving your dice to charity.
Scoot up to break free.
Break free.
All right, this is to hit with a crushing surge.
We just threw a die.
11 plus 9.
Hit. Okay. Scott keeps rolling his d20 and it keeps landing right in front of him, flicking it back at him with
16 points of damage.
Ow, you blast it to pieces.
Good.
Are you done? Do you want to move?
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Four.
Make a perception check.
I'm going to go to here four.
Actually. Yeah.
Perception check?
Yeah.
Yep.
Four. Ding.
Oh, look,
plus
you see the rope that
here, four.
Eight.
My perception is 8.
Yeah. We're not moving out past this until.
I haven't noticed anything yet.
Until Sathir checks it out.
I just want to flank him.
This guy is going to shift out of the flank.
Well, he actually is destroyed.
Oh. I'm
by sorry. My zone.
Yes, you're right.
All right.
All right, you are out of initiative.
We're done with this encounter?
What do
you
intend to do?
Oh, no. No, we're not. There's still this down there. We're looking at it.
Yeah, it's down there.
Actually, you guys don't see it at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes up the stairs.
Yeah, sure.
So we get our encounter powers back?
If we can. Yeah, we come back in, bolt the doors.
All right.
Jeez.
You haven't seen AFL.
And we get those two encounters, right? So do we get an action point?
We do.
You do.
And now I want to. We can spend healing surges, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
We have the coat. Now it's time to leave.
I'm out of healing surges now.
Okay, I have a heal that can heal you.
That's a good time to leave.
All right, we're getting out of here. We're getting the hell out of Dodge.
You know what Wizards of the Coast marketing message is this year?
No.
Never split the party.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I kid you not.
Something to think about.
Something to think about. Just saying.
Well, you know what? Now I have a story.
You sure do.
Okay,
how would you
so,
like to go?
All right, we're going to... Oh, crap. There's all these traps. I don't want to end up like AFL.
Shut up. We're right above these doors.
Yes. So there has to be a way to drop down.
Essentially,
and
the pit trap is right here.
Yeah. Right. We need to have Sathir check out these walkways for
the
traps.
Sathir, where are the traps in this hallway?
He says, well, there's one right up here.
Right here?
That causes the floor to tilt and dump people into the pit.
Hey, ask him about the acid pit. Ask him how to avoid that.
Okay, Sathir,
yeah, can you deactivate it?
Hey, maybe the ghost can inhabit his bones and then just walk him out of here.
We'll ask Zathir about that when we get down.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
All right, so, Zathir, how can I get past this trap? It's just been activated. There's no way to avoid it. It's on now.
He says...
Help me deactivate it.
Don't you guys remember that there's a thing at the top of that tower?
Yeah, it's scary.
A murderer? Yeah, I remember him being up there.
I think they were planning to go up there anytime soon. But perhaps you can use the teleporter to get down.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Too bad the guy that knows the command word is smoking in the acid pool.
But do you know the command
word? You know,
how does the teleporter work?
You say, Sathir, can give you the command word.
Guys, there's a teleporter over here that works.
I'm worried about this gel.
Between us and the teleporter.
Is there any way for us to shimmy down that corner and end up right here?
This corner is right above the brazier.
Oh, yeah.
This corner is right above the brazier.
So this is right above this.
Yes.
Right. So is there a way for us to put these out?
But you...
No.
I can.
Yeah. Do you have a cold power?
No. I can't do that.
Okay.
Zathir, are there any traps between us and the teleporter?
No.
Are there any traps between the teleporter and the door, besides the acid pit and the gelatinous cube?
Well,
why are we going that way?
If you want to, we can try to jump down here.
You could, try to climb down here and
climb down here.
Climb down here.
I like it.
Go over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
All right.
This is an athletics check or acrobatics? Athletics?
It's athletics. Poetic justice says Binwin lands in the acid.
Well, let's see.
Here comes the poetic justice.
I'll do mine first.
This is essentially climbing down.
Can he help me with that? Can the ghost help me?
No.
I wish I'd
come on.
Yeah, no lie, right?
It's acrobatics.
It's like, oh, it's a utility power, you know?
Crit
Dough.
On my climbing.
So you shimmy down.
Yeah, 24.
Right. He shimmies down and kind of spins around.
Bonk.
Horrid smell rises up out of the pit.
What does it smell like?
You're such a dick.
What? I'm not a dick. I'm trying to figure out that we have you so we have an excuse to get your remains. Can't we rise?
You reach in there with your hand and grab him?
Haven't you seen Saw?
I would. I would reach in for his remains, and then we could rise him.
The doors, by the way, are open.
Can't you raise him from the dead?
Okay, we want to. Here, so you need to get down, and I need to get down.
Can you perform a ritual?
Where we make
you don't see any sign of ale.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Not even bones?
Can he help me? Can I jump into his arms?
Waiting arms?
You could.
So give me a plus?
You weigh 15 pounds.
Yeah, I'm...
Dripping wet.
You're like the end of Princess Bride when you start gliding down and then I catch you.
Catch me! Please! That's a 6.
That's enough to climb a rope. You only need a 5.
Oh, the rope is just going down?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a 1 athletics.
Can somebody put me down there next to Ben?
Here we go!
There.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah. 17.
All right.
All right, I shim.
Omen's down.
And we are out.
you escape from Ember Shard Manor.
I grip my holy symbol and say a prayer over the pit of bubbling AFL. All
right.
So are we...
I turn around and I use my mage hand...
To grip the...
To reach in there.
Grab the skeleton.
And grab any valuables that you might have had on him. Did he have a golden amulet? I always saw him with some kind of golden amulet.
And it was so beautiful. I saw it dancing in the wind.
I'm burying my head in my hand.
Sadly, the treasure doesn't float.
But is there any...
Can't I reach around in there with the
rummage with the mage hand?
You already passed.
We just see him pick your tongue. Is that
Oh my god. All right. So we escape and...
Yeah, you could probably pull up some pitted bone or bit of cloth or...
Well, here. I use mage hand. You tell me what I pull out.
All right.
Fish.
Fish?
No,
I'm saying you're fishing.
Skull or something.
Okay. Yeah,
that's kind of
cool. We want that.
Yeah.
Just roll a d20 for me.
You'd smoke hash out of it?
I get a 10.
All right.
Plus my arcana is 21.
You pull out some magic item that he has lost. His iron bands.
I mean, I know that you want it to go.
Enjoy that.
Me.
I know you want me to have this.
Here, no, listen. You earned that.
I got some iron.
You earned that by
but you can't even use them. Just
carefully negotiating the gelatinous cube.
I swear to you, Elithal, wherever you are, I will not sell these for at least 3 days.
And when I do sell them, I will get a good price.
All right.
Did we win?
No! I cannot leave someone die!
No, as a matter of fact, the answer is no.
Okay, well, no. Did I win? Yes.
Yes. Fell died! Holy shit, look at this!
The villain got away.
He's dead!
Bronze got he didn't get the Ember Shard scion. He got away.
So pretty much everybody lost.
We got the coat.
We didn't help.
I didn't get a great coat.
We didn't help our friend in Falcrest. We didn't help the big bear man. We didn't help the Bronze Bottom Clan. We didn't stop the bandits.
We didn't help the weird little guy up on the roof.
We're gonna come back, and Citrine Ambershar is gonna come back, and not even know anything happened, except
actually,
for
you did take out a bunch of the dwarven brigands who had been going out and raiding the caravans. Unfortunately, you...
Lear will have those rehired by the time she gets back.
Unfortunately, you left all of the treasure.
And we did a field test on their traps.
You did.
We helped the Amber Shards.
And listen, and who sent us through the mansion, past all the rooms that could have had treasure, and without exploring the rest of the mansion,
listen,
and kicked in the fucking door? Right,
hold on. Who took shit to the next level?
Let's back the fuck up. We were standing right here. You fuckers told me to take a ghost in my ass, which I did. He led us safely up here. You said, go where the gold is. I said, where is the treasure? He said, here.
No.
He took us there.
Okay, no. Listen, no, that's the no, retcon. No. Wow.
Liar. You asked him where the main bad guy was. You're like, where's Sephiroth? I don't want to look around.
No, that's true. This is where
it's
the artifact
baby Jesus
was.
And he's sobbing.
Yeah.
What's that baby
we
Jesus?
We did get the art. I led you to the artifact.
Scott Harris is telling lies.
At what cost?
One AFL.
Why are you blaming his death on me?
Because you killed him,
I guess, is the main reason.
Wow.
What you did made him die.
You will play, people in this podcast, you will be on the tape. I told him to use the command to come back up here, and he said he couldn't.
Right. He said, how could he know that we were calling him back up?
Let this be a lesson to you kids. When you have a choice between role-playing and munchkining, always metagame and munchkin.
Yeah, munch.
Because role-playing leads to a horrible, irreparable death of acid.
Is do not split the fucking party.
Ever, for any reason.
Yeah.
Never split the party. Well, he doesn't need that back.
Does he have to roll a new character?
Yes, he'll have to roll the next character.
Well,
yes.
Maybe it'll be AFL in a different guise.
Like ashes?
Like what? Oh, you mean a revenant?
Could be a revenant.
Revenant.
I mean, especially especially works for religious
would be
characters.
If he just busts in the door and he's like, I'm back.
He busts in the door. Where the fuck is Brian, bro?
No. You know, the way that goes in the super awesome story version is that you see this shadowy figure. He comes into town late at night. He enters the inn. He's looking around. People look up. They look back down.
And then he goes
up to the front.
There. And that's the room upstairs.
That's upstairs with
the prisoner in it.
Yeah.
If you had freed him, you know, the whole moral quandary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been basically a stab in the eye to the Amber Shards because they were in.